Will Donald Trump get his way in court? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I really hope that we can get the special master put in place.
That's one of his attorneys, Selena Habba. The former president will today at a hearing try to get a judge to appoint that independent reviewer to look at the classified documents the FBI seized from his Florida home. The Justice Department argues against that, saying it could harm national security.
The feds allege government records were concealed and removed, and that law enforcement was misled about what was still at the estate. Lawyers for the former president wrote, "The notion that presidential records would contain sensitive information should have never been cause for alarm." They also attacked the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago last month and said Trump was working in a standard give and take with the U.S. National Archives over the return of presidential records.
Fox's Jill Nato. Tonight, President Biden will address us from Philadelphia. The White House says this is part of his battle for the soul of the nation against MAGA Republicans he calls semi-fascist.
President Biden's semi-fascism remark has been criticized by Republicans and some Democrats as an escalation of heated political rhetoric and an insult to millions of American voters.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Sarah Palin has lost her bid to go to Congress. Alaska's former Republican governor defeated in a special House election by Democrat Mary Peltola to fill a vacant seat. Now, those two and a third candidate will face off again in November's election. They'll keep handing out drinking water in Jackson, Mississippi, where there have been long lines after flood damage to a treatment plant left many faucets dry.
It's very frustrating for us as a citizen. We are taxpaying citizens, so we shouldn't have to live like this.
The federal government's going to help Jackson deal with the crisis. Serena Williams isn't done yet, winning again last night at tennis's U.S. Open, maybe her last tournament.
Oh, my goodness. It's really fantastic. So there's still a little left in me.
Williams on ESPN last night. She'll play again tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A do-over in New York. That state today is implementing a new version of gun control mandated by the Supreme Court.
Starting today, gun owners in New York will not be allowed to carry firearms in so-called gun-free zones, like on subways and in Times Square. The Democrat-passed law also includes a permitting process for applicants to include in-person interviews, firearms training, and to prove that they're of good and moral character, forced to submit references, and 3 years' worth of social media accounts. Laws that also expect to be challenged and put in place after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional New York's previous law that allowed concealed carry permits only if the gun owner could prove proper cause. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now, that court ruling affected other states as well. And in California, an attempt to rewrite the limits on where concealed weapons are allowed fell short in the state assembly by one vote early this morning. In South Carolina, a close look at a bullet leads to a murder charge.
Nicholas Schuyler Lucas was initially charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of Keisha Luan Lucille Tate, but the charge was upgraded to murder after crime scene technicians determined the bullet that struck her could not have ricocheted off a satellite dish being used as a target. Investigators say Tate had pulled back the curtain of her kitchen window in Gaffney and was looking out when she was shot. They say Lucas had to turn and intentionally fire in her direction to hit her, and the bullet in Tate's chest matched the size of the ammunition used in the .45 caliber handgun Lucas was firing. Lucas had told the judge the shooting was a complete accident. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, so there could be more selling to start a new month after four straight losing days to close out August that dragged the Dow down almost 1,800 points. The price of gas down another penny today. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.